We have multiple microphones here. We have the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, Rick Spielman, sitting down. Coach Zimmer, you can't tease us like that and come into the studio and not at least say hi. I mean,
I don't want to steal Rick's thunder. This is his time.
Well, you're lightning. I mean, this is like Tiki Barber, Brandon Jacobs back in the day. This is thunder and lightning.
He's Jacobs.
Yeah. What is that? Would you care to elaborate on that reference?
No, I'm just saying one's more athletic than the other.
Yeah. Okay, for sure. Well, Mike used to be an unbelievable. You could have gone and played Major League Baseball with the Big Red Machine for Cincinnati, right?
Easy.
With Dave Concepcion, Pete Rose, and all them. What do you think of the What do you think of the radio studio, guys? Pretty nice, huh?
That's Coach Zim's favorite place. In fact, he was talking about.
Yeah, are you ready?
Potentially doing some more shows during a season.
I saw the on-air light when I walked in there. That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's spare no expense with this organization.
Yeah, the media gets anything they want around here. We should get no bad reports whatsoever.
Well, look at the quarterback's deal. The general manager just got a fat raise. I mean, they're sparing no. Bob Hagen just got his income doubled. I mean, spare no expense around here right now, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
One question for you, Coach Zimmer. You're nice enough to stop by. What is your role with the draft a day in front of the draft? Like, what are you doing right now?
I try to make Rick a little more nervous.
Just like I do on game day when I go see him before the games.
Yeah, he sits in my office the day before the game. And
do you guys ever argue, like, about players?
No, not really.
Oh, you don't?
No, not too much. Yeah. I think we've had one argument since I've been here, maybe.
One? That's it, period?
Yeah.
Well, that's spectacular.
Yeah, he's sensitive.
Yeah, it wasn't on a draft, though.
Yeah, that's a great thing about you, Mike, is you're not sensitive. I mean, you don't care what's written or said or anything around you. You know, like those final six quarters of the season, you know, you just completely ignored that.
That is like the hot topic now, isn't it?
No.
Final six.
I didn't know.
Well, let's just say the last four. Did we win the two quarters before that?
The 17-0 against New Orleans.
Yeah, did we win that game?
That was as good as we've looked in quite some time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did we win the game? Right. You're right, we did.
Does anybody listen to this show?
Liner! See, I didn't realize that six-quarter thing. I mean, it happened, and you won the game, and then you lost a game. But until you came to the Combine on my radio show, I had no idea anybody was talking about it until you brought it up.
Well, Rick got six questions on it yesterday. The defensive players got six questions on it. I got questions at the owners' meeting. But, you know, I was kind of proud. I listened to some of the stuff our defensive players did. I was kind of proud of them because they're all, you know, Xavier said, hey, we're on to next year. We can't worry about this or that. We're just trying to get better here every day and trying to become better athletes right now, becoming better students of the game.
Yeah.
And hopefully Rick gets us some good players this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, just a last one. I mean, Rick's desire to trade up for Sam Darnold. Do you have any comment on that? I mean, you have to go a long way, and it's not like we have a ton of picks this year.
I don't think he's going to do that.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Wow, you just shared information.
I did.
The day before the draft. Best ever.
I just don't think he'll do that one. But.
Well, you know what's going to happen. I'm doing a draft show at U.S. Bank Stadium for 4 hours. We're going to get up to 30 and, of course, trade early into the second round and say, all right, everybody, thanks for coming. We'll see you tomorrow. But then we would have two picks in round two, and that'd be great.
He's been talking a lot about trading up.
Trading up. Okay, great.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mike Zimmer. Rick.
Sam Darnold.
What's your time situation?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
I'm going to break right now.
I got some coffee out of here.
I'll get you more. I'm going to break right now and go and do a full segment, okay?
Sounds good.
Rick Spielman, General Manager, Minnesota Vikings from the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. This is 9 to noon.